This is the Booktopia Buzz podcast for June, part two. When it comes to fiction, this month sees a quartet of superb new novels from American writers. The first one is called Half World. Inspired by the true history of the CIA's shockingly primitive early mind control program, think of the really early experiments that resulted in the plausibility of, say, the Manchurian Candidate scenario, and more recently the Bourne Identity and, of course, Homeland today. In the 1950s, the CIA began a clandestine operation in which unwitting American and Canadian citizens were subject to clumsy and dangerous drug experiments which destroyed not only the lives of the subjects but the testers and their families. Novelist Scott O'Connor has turned his personal horror at these events into a superbly taut and sinister literary thriller which examines questions of duty, conscience, patriotism and secrecy. Of course, these themes have great moral resonance and relevance today, as notions of privacy and political paranoia play out across all media and national boundaries. This is classy, vivid, disturbing storytelling with an acute psychological edge. The Confabulist is also full of intrigue and espionage, but set mostly in the 1920s, when Harry Houdini transfixed audiences around the world with his feats of escapology. What is perhaps less well known, at least to me, is the fact that fledgling intelligence agencies in various countries thought he might be useful to their covert operations. How he gets involved with the Imperial Russian household and extricates himself from some near-fatal tight spots makes for high drama. The traditional bookshop, like the tiger, is an endangered species. Maybe that's why it's enjoying a moment in contemporary fiction, as rarity confers mystique. There is almost a bookshop genre in literary fiction now, with clever narrative puzzles constructed around erudite clues in secret tomes. The bookshop has become our favourite location of knowledge, of stories behind stories, and also the domain of eccentric characters no longer confined to the pages of books, but as living, breathing figures hiding in the back room, often reluctant to part with their stock. A welcome addition to the genre is The Rise and Fall of Great Powers, a truly baffling, playful, enigmatic work from Tom Rackman, author of The Imperfectionists, a justifiably lauded debut. That novel was about wordsmiths, journalists working on an English language newspaper in Rome. In this novel, Rackman maintains his passion for those whose livelihood centres on words, but from a different perspective. His main character is the enigmatic Thule Zilberberg, who owns a failing bookshop in a tiny Welsh village. Reading the first 60 pages of this novel, I must confess I have no idea where I'm going. I'm in several countries, without a map or a clear sense of where the plot is heading, but I don't much care, because the prose is so entertaining and energetic, and the characters so rich. From the captivating first sentences, I've decided to trust the author to take me on some meandering adventure without caring too much where we end up. It's the journey, not the destination, right? The next one is We Are Called to Rise. Las Vegas is such a rich setting for fiction. Some of the best parts of Donna Tartt's The Goldfinch bear this out. No wonder this feels authentic. It's written by an insider who lives beyond the strip in the real city on the edge of the desert. In this novel, four lives intersect in a catastrophic minute based on a real-life incident. Seems to me that at the moment the very best American fiction takes its strength from the country's weakness. Here, a writer harnesses her humanity to newly arrived immigrants and traumatized returned soldiers wrestling with the broken remnants of the American dream. Each of the characters is sensitively drawn as a pervasive sense of dread signals their collision. In the thriller genre, I read The Lie. There is no more secret service than Mossad. There is no higher flashpoint than the Middle East. Any thriller set in this part of the world is playing with the highest stakes. Author Kestin knows that and has constructed a tight, tough plot full of plausibly terrible twists and turns. At the heart of this briskly paced, jump-cutting novel is Dahlia, a 44-year-old human rights lawyer who is recruited by the Israeli police to serve as arbiter in an interrogation procedure. Until now, she's been an advocate for the Palestinian cause, making her appointment extremely controversial and uneasy. Her mother, a feisty activist, is appalled. Dahlia is defiant, confident that she can prevent the Israeli apparatus from resorting to torture. Of course, the plot skewers her certainty. When Dahlia's soldier son, Ari, is captured by Hezbollah and tortured, she stops at nothing to get him back. All too real, this is a powerful, urgent, heart-racing page-turner that will no doubt be turned into a film any minute. And finally, in case you missed it, I'm going to go right back to where I started with yet another memoir, and this one is called Little Failure. From my point of view, no contest. This is the most hilarious memoir of the year. Born in St. Petersburg, the only child of squabbling parents, Gary Steingart emigrated to the US with his parents at the age of 7. The experience turned his world inside out. He had to switch from making up folk tales about Lenin to fitting in with extreme capitalism. When he worked out what that meant, all he wanted to do was eat burgers, get laid, and write. Along the way, he plunged deep into psychotherapy, battled addiction, and narrowly escaped a girlfriend who subsequently tried to murder her lover with a hammer. Think of this as straight David Sedaris with extra gravitas, as conferred by ideological culture shock. Borscht snortingly funny.